Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
I would like to call this meeting to order at 9:10 a.m. I ask that as a courtesy to all that you ensure that you've silenced your cell phones. Also, I would like to remind our directors to turn on and off their microphone each time they speak to help with the audio and video recordings. For the record, I'll note that the public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law, and the notice of the board meeting was provided to each of the directors. We did receive notification from Director Richard Ball and Director Jim Lattimore that they would not be present at this meeting. We've now reached the portion of the meeting where we've set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those interested in providing a comment may fill out one of the information cards available at the reception desk and will be called to approach the podium to make their comments. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that the board is limited by provisions of the Open Meetings Act in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations on issues that are not posted on the meeting agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request each presentation to be limited to 3 minutes. The first public comment this morning is from Steve Rayenga.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Morning.
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Got up really early and drove down here because what I'm about to talk to you all about, I'm very passionate about. And if I'm in any way rude, I apologize. It's not my intent to be rude. I moved to Pecan Plantation below the Day Cordova Dam in Granbury about 8 years ago. I'm an avid fisherman. I go out a lot. I love the river. Have relationships with wardens and people there. I've spent a lot of my time cleaning up the river. And I found early on when I moved there that we had a problem in that the low flow gates at Day Cordova Dam have been offline, not operational, I guess now for at least 8 years, because I've lived there 8 years. And so what happens is you limit the flow of water below that dam. When we had a drought, as we all know, and I know you all got a big job, but what you were doing was you'd open one gate for about 30 minutes a day, about every other day, to meet whatever the minimum flow requirements were, and it really stresses the river. Fortunately, we had a lot of rain, a lot of good things happened, and then what happened last week, a week ago today, this morning, I was sitting in my office and I got the notification on the Brazos River Authority's website that all of a sudden y'all had opened 3 gates at our dam, which on Saturday you'd shut it down. And when you shut it down on Saturday, several of my friends called and said, you know what's happening right now? I said, yeah, they're killing all the freaking fish up at the dam. And sure enough, last Monday, and I've got pictures, if you want to get disgusted, you can get really disgusted. I go down to my boat, and as far as you can see, thousands, not hundreds like you try to spin it on your social media site, thousands of stripers, dead fish, striper, sand bass, other fish, all the fish that were up in the still basin, they were killed, okay? Sunday night, I went down and checked the river and saw a bunch of birds up there and knew there's dead fish up there. And sure enough, now, can that happen? Sure. But look, this is the third time in 8 years I've lived here you've done it. You're a hydrologist. I'm not a hydrologist. Someone from the Brazos River Authority was kind enough to basically take a shot at me and invite me here this morning because they said I don't know more than hydrologists. I don't. I know this. When you guys shut the flow off at that dam, after all the rain we've had and all the fish that were up there, you kill fish. Thousands. I'm talking thousands. Then you have the audacity to open up the dam gates and let it run back. Just yesterday, I walked down there yesterday, took some more pictures. There's carcasses everywhere. Yeah, are buzzards slowly getting them picked out? Yeah. Are raccoons slowly getting them picked out? Yeah. But y'all purposely killed the fish. And if those low flow gates were operational, Would some of the fish have died when you cut back to the low flow? Probably, but Possum Kingdom didn't have the, their low flow gates work. So instead of shutting those gates off, you have gates open that come down. So look, I just wanted you to know, I need y'all, it's item six, I think, I saw on your agenda. I know you're in litigation, or at least I was finally told that the reason they're not fixed is y'all are in litigation with whoever you hired to fix them. Look, I'm in business. I can't have equipment that doesn't work for 8 freaking years. And y'all have just, it's disgusting, is what it is. As a fisherman, if I go out and fish today and I catch twice my legal limit, you know what happens to me if I get caught? I not only get a ticket, I get a felony. It's a felony arrest. I have a felony on my record for the rest of my life. Y'all just killed thousands of fish. It's a third time. I've got pictures of all 3 times. You know exactly what's going to happen when you shut those gates off in 100-degree weather. You're standing on top of that dam, and you can see thousands of fish sitting there in that still basin. Thousands. So, not to just complain, but I got a solution. Why in the world didn't you? You know you're going to kill them. Why not at least net them and donate them? Why not net them and take them back up into Lake Granbury and release them to try to save them? If you're not going to fix the low flow gate and you're going to kill them anyway, why kill them when you could save them? And look, I go up to that dam. There's a lot of people that go fish. I don't keep the fish that I catch. I'm catch release. There are a lot of people that need that meat. They go fish up there, hike down, park, and hike all the way down there to fish because they need to eat. Let those dang people, I saw it coming. I watch it close. A week before it happened, the flow at Possum Kingdom was shut down to 270. So, look, I've been doing this a long time. I watch those flows. I know if our low flow gate opens, pretty soon they're going to shut the dam off. And that's exactly what happened. Yes, ma'am, I'm over my time.
Ms. Drina, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Yep.